Civilian casualties have been reported in Syria's Golan Heights after an Israeli airstrike targets the area. A Syrian military source says the attack was carried out in support of anti-Damascus terrorists. Israel claims the assault was launched after several projectiles fired from Syria hit the occupied Golan Heights. Iraqi forces are pressing ahead with their operation to dislodge remaining Daesh terrorists from Mosul, the group's last major stronghold in Iraq. The military has expressed grave concern about the terrorists' use of civilians as human shields. Some 100,000 of them are still trapped inside areas under Daesh control. Russia says Norway's decision to extend the presence of U.S. Marines on its soil will worsen relations between the two neighbors and escalate tensions on NATO's northern flank. Also says the deployment is not directed against Russia. Some 330 U.S. Marines will be stationed in Norway until the end of 2018. At least two Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in the country's restive east during clashes with pro-Russia forces. Pro-Moscow militias blame Ukrainian troops for initiating the fighting by violating a ceasefire accord. More than 10,000 people have been killed in Ukraine's conflict. Police clashed with protesters in London amid rival rallies between far-right and anti-fascist groups. Several protesters were arrested. Counter-rallies were held by Unite Against Fascism and the Anti-Islam English Defense League. Protests followed recent terrorist attacks in London and Manchester. Rescue teams in southwest China have found the bodies of at least 15 people following a landslide. Search operations are underway for over 100 others who are feared buried under an avalanche of rocks which covered a mountain village. Landslide was caused by torrential rain. Thousands of protesters have marched near the U.S. Embassy in Seoul, accusing Washington of forcing South Korea to deploy a controversial THAAD missile system. Washington and Seoul say the system is aimed at fending off North Korea's threats. China, however, has opposed the move, saying it only destabilizes the region. Muslims around the world are preparing for Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Now people are heading to markets to buy clothes and food for this upcoming Eid festivities. Depending on their traditions, people in Muslim countries prepare different kinds of meals to mark this occasion.